attacking classmates or teachers, it's an immediate expulsion. There is no counseling for this person. It's an immediate expulsion to protect the other people in the school. You can counsel that person at another environment, but you don't counsel him where he's been abusive to people in the school district. And so you remove him to another area, and then you can work on them. But you have to keep the people safe that are around there that are trying hard to work with the other students. And so I believe that's a priority for the governor as well. And with my discussions this week with some of our state educational leaders, they see that, and I think we'll also be supportive of some of those changes.
Heidi, this is one of those to-be-continued conversations, because I love talking about education, and I appreciate the hard work you're putting in on our kids' behalf. If folks want to reach out to you, whether they live in District 2 or not, how can they find you? How can they communicate with you?
Absolutely. You can go to my website, HeidiKasama.com. It's got all the contact information there, my bio, my stand, my priorities as well. So please reach out. I'm happy to visit with anybody. I do it all the time. And so it's just a pleasure to be visiting with you again, Kevin.
We'll do it again. Heidi, thanks so much, and be safe out there.
Sounds good. Thank you.
There you go. Heidi Kasama joining us, Assemblywoman from District Number 2. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. We're going to talk later in the show, by the way, about the exodus of people from the People's Republic of California, from New York State. They're moving to Florida in a big, big number. We'll talk about that and more coming up in just a little bit right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's 16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family is offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
John was such a wonderful student. I miss having him in class. John and I used to stay together every week. I hope he's okay.
I love playing hoops with John. I really miss him.
When someone is struggling, they often distance themselves from others. If you or someone you know needs help, visit NevadaResilienceProject.com to navigate to resources or connect with a resilience ambassador. You are not alone.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Health and Human Services, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scene. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Nikki Haley, just a couple of hours ago, making it official, she is running for President of the United States. Let's go there to Charleston, South Carolina.
The America I see is freer and better for all, because Washington will finally serve the people instead of the political class. We'll end corporate welfare and bailouts for big business, and we'll end the earmarks and pork that fuel big government. And when it comes to our politicians, we'll light a fire under them.
There you have Nikki Haley just a couple of hours ago with her opening announcement. We've got her opening video that we'll play for you in a little bit. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
At 131, I'm scanning around looking for trouble on area freeways, and for the most part, I got to tell you, freeways are moving along right now. No delays on US 95 that we could see. Ditto with Interstate 515. No disruptions as you work your way through there. You will tap the brakes as you enter the corridor of Interstate 15 on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound. Once you get past Decatur, but you're still moving along there. Couple of hit and runs, though, on the surface streets. Eastbound Desert Inn at Paradise, westbound Charleston at Buffalo. And watch for a car fire downtown. That's eastbound Bridger at 9th Street.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. Raiders have released quarterback Derek Carr. The move was expected after Carr was benched with two games remaining in the season. Vegas would have owed him $40 million in guaranteed money over the next 2 years if he remained on the roster beyond Tuesday. Now Carr can see what he's worth on the open market. Vegas will either try to sign a veteran quarterback or draft one. UNLV basketball fell 75-66 at home against San Jose State last night. The Runnin' Rebels have lost two in a row and slipped to 5-9 in the Mountain West. Nevada basketball looking to extend a four-game winning streak. They're second in the Mountain West at 10-3, chasing San Diego State. The Wolfpack off until Saturday when they visit Utah State. The Vegas Golden Knights are back home tomorrow hosting San Jose. Vegas on top of the Pacific Division by a point over Los Angeles. They'll look to extend a three-game winning streak tomorrow. This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Okay, so how crazy high are these gas prices right now, right? I mean, I filled up my car the other day, and I thought for that price, I could buy a couple of pairs of Skechers and pretty much walk everywhere. Plus, unlike gas, not only are Skechers affordable, they also last a really long time. Skechers are extremely durable and many are machine washable, and they're so comfortable. With comfort features like Skechers' famous air-cooled memory foam, relax fit, wide fit, arch fit, plus so many other fits and features. Find your perfect pair of Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
outdoors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Wayne Allen Root here from Mastroianni's, the best Italian restaurant in Vegas. I have lunch or dinner at Mastroianni's at least twice a week. I bring all my New York buddies here. It's the best Italian food I've ever eaten in my life. Better than my favorite Italian restaurants in New York. Mastroianni's has been family-owned and operated by my buddy, Pete Mastroianni, and his sons for over 25 years. And the food, oh my gosh, bellissimo! Mastroianni's features live-action cooking, the freshest, finest quality, seafood selections, salmon, sea bass, halibut, scallops, clams, steaks to die for, homemade desserts. They offer curbside pickup and delivery, a huge wine and cocktail menu, and catering. They've won awards from Zagat's and the prestigious 5-star Diamond Award. They feed the who's who of Las Vegas, including celebrities from movies, TV, and sports. It's where the elite meet to eat. Mastroianni's is at 3330 South Hualapai Way. Call for reservations, 702-367-7511. 367-7511. Mastroianni's is bellissimo.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's take you back to Charleston, South Carolina, on Live and Local. Nikki Haley just a couple of hours ago making the announcement she's running for President of the United States.
The dictators, murderers, and thieves at the UN didn't know what hit them. I've been underestimated before. That's always fun. And I've been shaking up the status quo my entire life. As I set out on this new journey, I will simply say this. May the best woman win. Kidding aside, this is not about identity politics. I don't believe in that. And I don't believe in glass ceilings either. I believe in creating a country where anyone can do anything and achieve their own American dream. The college student who's paying too much and getting too little from her education. The young adult in his first real job wondering how he'll ever afford a mortgage or start a family. The single mom working two jobs and three times harder than everyone else. The small town dad who saw his factory leave town and thinks his future went with it. I'm fighting for all of us because all of us have to be in this together. But hear this. Unity does not come from faint hearts or watered down compromises. That just leaves everyone wanting more. Real national unity comes from boldly proclaiming our national purpose and persuading opponents to join us. My purpose is to save our country from the downward spiral of socialism and defeatism. I aim to move America upward toward freedom and strength. I'll take this message far and wide in the days ahead. And I have a particular message for my fellow Republicans. We've lost the popular vote in 7 of the last 8 presidential elections. Our cause is right, but we have failed to win the confidence of a majority of Americans. Well, that ends today.
you're tired of losing, put your trust in a new generation. And if you want to win, not just as a party, but as a country, stand with me. As my family and I start this journey, we ask for your prayers. And yes, of course, we ask for your vote. But there's something else we need even more. Something our country needs above all else. It's your spirit and your belief in America. Look past the failed ideas of the leaders in Washington and find the courage to be part of the solution. Cast off the fear that our best days are behind us and join the movement for our country's renewal. See the same America I see and stand for America together with me. I'm more confident than ever that we can make this vision real in our time, because that's what I've seen my entire life. As a brown girl growing up in a black and white world, I saw the promise of America unfold before me. As the proud wife of a combat veteran, I saw our people's deep love of freedom and the determination to defend it. As governor, I saw our state move beyond hate and violence and lift up everyone in peace. And as ambassador, I saw that America is still the standard. Where we lead, the world follows. When we speak, the world listens. Who we are, the world wants to be. I'll never forget the day as ambassador when I stood on the Simon Bolivar Bridge between Colombia and Venezuela in South America. I watched thousands of Venezuelans walk by, holding their babies in the hot sun for hours to get the one meal they might get that day. Where they came from, they'd been killing zoo animals for food. They were fleeing socialism and yearning for freedom. When I left the bridge, the family started to gather around me. I didn't understand why they flocked to someone they had never met. And then it hit me. They didn't care who I was. They cared where I was from. In me, they saw America. And in America, they saw hope. The time has come to renew that spirit and rally our people. Our moment is now. Our mission is clear. Let's save our country and secure our future. And let's move forward together toward our destiny in a strong and proud America. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
There you have it. Nikki Haley making the announcement official. She's running for president on the Republican side. She'll be running against Donald J. Trump, and I suspect a lot more folks. Stay where you are. Coming up, we'll talk about the exodus of people from the People's Republic of California and from New York. Yeah, from New York State, and they're headed one way, and it's to Florida. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up at the top of the hour as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 La Una proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hello, this is my auto, and this is my key. And there is only one place I trust with my key. My key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options and my key and American cheese. Remember, I only trust my key with my key, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. My key, doing car care right.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute? When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I just about knew this would happen. Remember the PPP loans, the Paycheck Protection Program loans? I knew that there would be a potential for fraud and abuse, and it looks like it may be happening. It may be the government that is perpetuating this. Gentleman Jim Dowdle has been following this. What do you got for us?
Well, it's interesting here because the Small Business Administration, the SBA, another one of those three-letter agencies from Washington, D.C., they were the ones that administered the pandemic aid known as the PPPs, the Paycheck Protection Program. And what they're telling us now is they're not going to try to collect the loans which were sent out to small businesses in the amount of $100,000 or less. Now, let's put that in perspective. There were 12 million loans given out in 2020 and 2021, which were under $100,000. So if you're a business, you didn't spend that money. You basically got free money from the government, from the rest of us, because the SBA, the inspector general there, is not going to try to investigate and try to see if you spent that money properly.
So in other words, a government that is, what, $32 trillion in arrears now is going to add to the deficit by not collecting these loans.
And not only that, we know the very definition of inflation is too much money chasing the same amount of goods. And that's what we have here. We've got all this money out there that can be spent, and you go out and you buy a product, it costs more to put that product back on the shelf after you purchase it, because there's so much money out there, and that's why we keep seeing a rise in interest rates. So people hold on to their money and they don't spend it, and try to get this inflation back to where it should be, around 2% historically. They say inflation's at 5 or 6%. I still don't see it. I went to the store the other day, Kevin, an item, tomatoes, that I normally paid a dollar for 2 years ago, didn't go up 100%. It went up 300. It went from $1 to $3.
Wow.
Didn't even stop at $2. It just went from there to there. Now, that's just one item. You multiply that by 30 items in your cart, that adds up to a little more than 5.5% or 6% inflation, if you ask me.
Has the SBA or anybody else given us any explanation as to why they are proposing, and by the way, can they just do this on their own, why they're not going to collect on loans of $100,000 or less?
Well, and that's what a lot of people are wondering about, because ending these collections could set a precedent for future stimulus programs, which will incentivize ineligible people to obtain loans valued at $100,000 or less, and then you're just going to have more waste, fraud, and abuse. So, again, another government agency gone awry, encouraging people to not do the right thing.
Well, and by the way, see if this doesn't ring a bell, where you have people in Central and South America who are coming north to our Mexican borders because they know we'll, you know, forgive everything. So you got here illegally. We'll give you an airline flight wherever you want to go. We'll give you food. We'll give you, table tennis in centers. That essentially what we're doing is we're just incentivizing. When you said incentivize, you're exactly right.
Yeah, they're encouraging people to take on these loans. And hey, no problem. You don't want to pay it. It's under $100,000. We'll just move on. And that's what's happening there. So, just another good example of government doing the wrong thing, encouraging people to not pay their debt.
That is so sad. And I know people that took out PPP loans. In the interest of full disclosure, I did begin the application process, didn't end up doing it. I didn't need it. But because we just kept working right through the pandemic, and there was no real need to do it. I think it's fascinating, though, that people did. And I know people now that can't afford to pay back the loans. And by the way, Jim, I know people in the restaurant industry they're not prepared to do it, and they're on a 2% and 3% margin, if that. They don't have the money.
True. True, true. This is an $800 billion program.
Whoa.
So if you want to know why we're $31 trillion in debt, well, here's almost a trillion of it right here.
There you go. More to do as we continue. Thanks, Jim. More to do coming up. We're going to talk about the exodus, the mass exodus out of the People's Republic of California, the state of New York. And they're going to places they're going to places called Florida. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual.